Welcome to Careers in Finance, presented by the Boley Center for Excellence in Finance at William & Mary's Raymond A. Mason School of Business. This podcast will explore various areas of the financial services industry, career paths in finance, and other practical insights that will help students better understand and prepare for professional success in the field of finance. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and catch future episodes as we explore the field of finance. And now your host, Jad Howell.
Welcome, everybody, to yet another podcast in our Boley Center podcast series. Today, we're excited to have three of the who's who, including Professor Julie Agnew and former alums Alexis Vitale and Rick Hartman. So we're thrilled to have all three of you here today. We're going to be discussing all things mentorships, and hopefully our students who are listening will be able to learn quite a bit from your experiences, and we're really excited to hear about those today. So perhaps we just can begin with Professor Agnew. Can you maybe introduce yourself? I'm sure all of us know you, but it would be helpful. And then Alexis, we'll go to you and Rick, and then go from there.
So I'm Julie Agnew. I'm a finance professor here at William & Mary. I actually graduated with a degree in economics in 1991 from the college. So I had an incredible experience, and it was a kind of a dream to come back here to be able to teach. I did a few things along the way on a Fulbright scholarship after school, and then working on Wall Street in New York and in Chicago, then getting my PhD, and then being extremely excited to get the job offer to come back here. I'm starting my 20th year here, which is a really long time. And one of the highlights of being at William & Mary was being able to be associated with the Boley Center, which, Jad, you're doing a fabulous job running right now.
Thank you. You've made it easy for all of us who have come after. Thank you so much for that. Alexis?
So I grew up in New Jersey. Before attending the College of William & Mary, I studied applied mathematics, finance, and economics. And during my time at William & Mary, I was a teaching assistant, a library associate, and also a part-time tutor. And after graduating this past May, I began working as an actuarial analyst for Aon's Reinsurance Solutions in Chicago.
That's terrific. Thank you. Rick?
Thanks, Jad. I always, I never like to follow Dr. Agnew because it's always tough to try to line up or match her accolades. So thank you for putting me here at number three. But Rick Hartman, class of 2008, was a government major from the college, and currently I'm a vice president and reinsurance broker at Guy Carpenter & Company, essentially responsible for both designing and placing reinsurance program solutions, as well as providing capital solutions for insurance companies. I also lead our sales efforts for the captive client segment within Guy Carpenter, and now, in my spare time or free time, I have a 14-month at home, beautiful Charlotte. Hope she is someday a future graduate of the college, and also just very passionate about insurance and reinsurance careers awareness.
That's terrific. Thank you so much, Rick. Yeah, 18 months. I remember when I had an 18-month, and he's now 14, almost 15 years old. So it'll happen fast.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it. Today, again, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about mentorships. And I know, Alexis, you and Rick have had a very positive experience here at the college through all things mentorship and mentorship programs. And Julie, you've been so instrumental in helping to stand up some of these programs over the past years. Why don't we just begin by asking the question, and Alexis, we'll start with you. What does the term mentorship mean to you?
Well, thank you. I believe that mentorship really is about the ability to share your perspective as both the mentor and as the mentee. Of course, you know, as a mentor, you have a lot more industry experience. You have a lot to share. But also as the mentee, you know, we're, especially in this age of technology, we're seeing a lot of things change. And so I think it's really important that both participants are able to share their experience and, you know, perhaps share some wisdom about how things might look for the future.
That's terrific. Yeah, I really like that two-way conversation that needs to occur in order for it to be successful. Mm-hmm. Rick, how about you?
Yeah, thanks. I tend to make a living out of quoting people that are really much smarter than I am. So I'll probably do the same in terms of when I was thinking about what a really good definition of mentorship or mentor. So Oprah actually once said that a mentor is someone who allows you to see hope inside yourself. So I think that mentorship not only allows you to help someone, but it also allows you to grow. And Alexis talked about the combination of sharing wisdom and experience. And at the end of the day, I think choosing a career path or going through with a hiring process is very daunting. And I believe that, you know, one of the best ways to achieve a successful outcome during that process is to actively seek out mentors and to listen to the wisdom of some of these professionals who've been around the block and whom you can benefit from by hearing their own experiences.
That's terrific. Yeah, they've tread many of these paths themselves and have quite a bit of wisdom and perspective to share. That's great. Professor Agnew.
Now, I don't want to follow these two because both of those answers were fantastic. But, you know, I guess I would just say I agree with what both of them say, and that, you know, I think of a mentor as really just kind of a guide that has kind of your interest in mind. And I think in the context of what we do with the Bowley Center, it's, you know, really someone that helps you kind of discover your passions and kind of that path after college. And it's interesting because it's my perspective as a professor, it's easy to forget once you've gone out into the real world how difficult and non-transparent the real world is when you're a student, right? You know, what do people actually do on their jobs? And to have someone that's on the other side where everything's actually really clear, to be able to help and explain that, I think is incredibly useful. And I think that in William & Mary, it's such a unique place. I think of it as a family. I was surprised when I went out to college after college and talked to people, and they were shocked that I knew my professors by name and had, you know, relationships with them. You know, we are a family, and I think that once we graduate, we like to give back. And so I think you also get back. I remember spending a few years on the phone talking to people wanting to get jobs, and it was really satisfying for me to reconnect with the students at William & Mary.
That's great. That's great perspective. You know, Julie, why don't we stay with you? Because, again, you've really been from the ground up, running point, building out some of our mentor programs. You mentioned the Bowley Center. Obviously, we do have a mentorship program that has existed for several years. Can you maybe just walk us down memory lane and share how that came about? It sounds like from your prior answer, it perhaps was somewhat organic, but maybe share with us the thought process and how that was developed.
Well, you know, it really was something that's probably always informally existed. I was able to get my first job after college because Professor Strong, a faculty member, mentored me. And then one of our board members, Molly McFarlane Peroni, she was a year older and she was working in the industry I wanted to get into. And I remember sleeping on her couch the night in New York City the night before my big interview, and she was coaching me and telling me about what to do. And once I got that job, I felt like, well, you know what, I really have to help the next person coming along. And so it was this process that was happening. And when I came back to William & Mary 20 years ago, I realized we still had it, but there was an opportunity to help more people access this mentorship, because I was just lucky to, you know, sit next to somebody that turned out to be a great mentor. But what if you don't have that lucky experience where you just kind of organically meet that person? So we started this club called the Finance Academy. And in the Finance Academy, we had a young alumni mentor program, but it was more Rita Murphy, who worked for the Bowley Center, and myself, we kind of knew the alums. And so when a student came and needed help, we were able to just mentally match people up. But at one point, we realized we really needed to scale this. And we also needed to make sure that if either of us weren't around, that we don't lose that kind of knowledge about the mentors. So very grateful to the Bowleys, started the Bowley Center, and gave us some resources. So one of the first initiatives was we had a hackathon at the college, and we used some Bowley Center money as a prize money to create a match.com. Several of my students were getting married using match.com, and we thought, oh, we can just use the same kind of architecture to connect our alums with our students. And the student did a great job, and we were able to then get an IT person to take what they started and create this match.com where alums would fill out a survey about their interests, whether they wanted to help somebody that really has no idea what they want to do, or they want someone in a specific industry that wants specific help with something, and the students could do the same. And then we just started matching people up. So we beta tested it for a while, but I'm really thrilled because from what I've heard this year, it's actually now going to the next level, which is exciting to see.
Thank you so much for that. No, that's terrific perspective. I was unaware as well about the hackathon. That's a terrific idea.
Yeah, they stay up all night and hack, and it's kind of cool.
No, I mean, that structure that you put in place, though, very much exists today. And it really allows for the efficient administration of that program for our students today. You know, Alexis, I know you've had a positive experience with this particular program. I thought maybe we could now just turn some of our attention to both you and Rick and talk about your experiences going through the mentorship program through the Boley Center. Can you maybe talk about how you were guided or attracted to that, and what made it of interest to you?
Of course. So I only discovered what an actuary was about halfway through my junior year. And so after I found that, you know, oh, perhaps this is a career that is really right for me, I realized that I don't know anyone in the insurance industry. I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, run into people like that. So as Professor Agnew was describing the Mentor Match program during our class, I realized that it was a perfect opportunity to see if I could find someone, perhaps an alumni within the insurance industry, because of course there are online resources, but I really feel like there's nothing that compares to having someone who went to William & Mary, who took the same classes that you did, and you know, who ventured out into the industry. So that was really what drew me into it.
That's terrific. Thank you. Then how are the two of you connected? So the algorithm-based, hacked system put the two of you together, presumably. And what was that like, Rick?
Yes, I just wanted to touch on one comment that Julie mentioned, too, which intrigued me, which was about the mentor program and just mentors in general helping you discover your passions or your path after college. And I think that's a really important point because, as Alexis talks about, you know, thinking about who are my contacts in the insurance industry. And, you know, when I landed a job in the reinsurance industry, I had no idea what reinsurance even was. I remember, you know, telling a buddy I was going to be working for a reinsurance company, and he got all excited, and I was a little bit taken back because I wasn't too familiar with the industry myself. And, you know, Billy said, I can't believe it, Rick. You're going to be on the phone every day calling people, telling them what a great job they're doing. I said, Billy, no, that's reassurance. This is reinsurance. But in terms of maybe how Alexis and I got put together, I like to think that it's both because we're diehard, passionate Philadelphia Eagles sports fans.
Makes sense.
But no, I think, I got to connect with Julie at the college because it was clear her passion and her ability to get things done. I don't think I've ever seen anybody with her commitment to students, with her commitment to execution, her eagerness to help. I benefited from some of that eagerness to help. So we launched, I think, the college's first inaugural introduction to insurance and risk management course, sponsored through the Boley Center. So that was kind of my entree into Julie. And then I think also as well, then Julie and perhaps Rita too, thought it'd be a great fit for Alexis to connect with myself. And it makes the job really easy as a mentor when you have such a talented mentee. It makes it really easy to want to help and to help.
That's terrific.
May I jump in for a second? I have
please.
To say that this class that Rick, you organized almost the whole thing. He had a special surprise for us to make everybody very excited, and actually had Warren Buffett record a video for the whole class to wish them good luck in the class. So Rick has given a lot back
to the
school.
Oh, that's great. Well, okay. I suppose that's still recorded somewhere. I'm going to have to see that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. I still keep it handy on my phone. Not that I reference it from time to time. So
then, Alexis, what was it about the mentorship with Rick that made it so successful for you? What is it that he brought, and how did it progress? How did it ultimately become so successful in leading to an opportunity for you in the workplace?
Certainly. So I think the thing that I really appreciated, because like like Rick said, I had no idea what reinsurance was. So it was really helpful for me because before our conversations, I had no idea. And then through all of our chats and our lessons, I really got to see how the reinsurance industry functions. And it really assured me that this is probably the route that I would like to go. But also, I really appreciated how Rick was always so thoughtful with his suggestions. And they were really tailored to my experience and to my background. So it really was a great opportunity for me because I got to learn so much from someone who, you know, had already invented the wheel. You know, I could just piggyback off of what he learned. And so I thought that that was really great because this isn't someone who's just, you know, fresh out of college, like 1 or 2 years. You know, this is someone who has seen the industry change. And, you know, of course, also then I had the chance through Rick to meet with other alumni as well in the industry and gain even more perspective. So that was also a great pleasure.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. Rick, how about you? What was it, you know, that Alexis brought that made it such a successful mentorship?
There's her passion, right? And you get out of something what you put into it. So she was very engaged from the start. She had an eagerness. She had a drive to her. That makes you want to connect the dots. And I think that's a lot of what alumni do. Julie had made an introduction actually for me to the CEO of Transatlantic Re, which is Mike Zappner. He's also a Wing Mary alum. And then as a result of that, I had a couple conversations with Mike, whom is just beyond generous with his time, and was able to put Alexis in touch with Mike and the people at TransRe to go up there and meet with their team. But I think, too, as a mentor, like for me, life is both about growth and fulfillment. I always say that progress equals happiness. So I believe that we're meant to grow so that we can ultimately give back. And then if we don't grow, we ultimately don't have anything we can give. So fulfillment has to come more from just like the next promotion or the next career opportunity or the next bonus check. It's really about, in my opinion, appreciation and contributing beyond ourselves. So Alexis posed a great opportunity for me to contribute just beyond myself and help a fellow alum and help someone who's passionate about, you know, having a career in the insurance or reinsurance industry. And I think too, knowing that she has such an outgoing personality, which is really a unique skill set for an actuary, I knew she was going to be a quick hire for a lot of firms.
That's great. Thank you so much, Rick. Yeah, I really enjoyed that perspective, too. You're exactly right. You know, you need to, at some point in life, turn around and give back as you've been given in life and help others along their way. Maybe, Julie, let's go back to you. You've had mentors. You've mentioned a few already. How have those relationships progressed throughout your career? Have they persisted? How have you been introduced to other mentors? Do you have other mentors that you've developed throughout your career? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yes. I mean, I still have mentors from when I was a student at William & Mary. And then as I progressed through my career, it's absolutely been invaluable to have people that you trust that if you have an issue or concern or you're considering a new tact or career path that you can bounce ideas off of that you know have their best interests in mind. And, you know, one thing that I realize is I think that's special about William & Mary is since we're a public institution, that we get people from all different backgrounds. And especially if you're going into business, if you're here at William & Mary, perhaps your parents were not involved in any type of a career that's in a finance area or something like that. And it's really helpful to have people in those specific areas to help you along the way that can give you advice. And so I've really benefited when I ventured into new areas that nobody in my universe kind of have experience with. And I would really want to say to students that, you know, that you should look for mentors and you should look to help others at all time. I think there's a good karma that comes from it when you help other people, you know, and do it not to get anything back from it. You're surprised that in the future that, you know, 10 years down the line, it'll come back to you in another way. And I've certainly found that where I'm very grateful. There are a lot of people that I might have helped in their career early when they were students, and now they come back 10 years later and they're doing all these stuff for my current students. And I just have such gratitude for that.
That's a terrific lead-in into some of the final questions of this podcast today. And, you know, Alexis, maybe I'll go back to you. What advice would you give to students about the Boley Center Mentor Program and just mentorships in general?
So I would say for mentees that they should be open-minded about different career possibilities. I'm so grateful for Rick for introducing reinsurance to me and really helping me, you know, be that shining light for me. But, you know, if I, you know, had a closed mind towards reinsurance, then that probably, you know, never could have happened. So I would say definitely for mentees to be open-minded. You never know until you learn more about that experience and about that career path. So don't rule anything out. And then also I'd say be proactive. There are so many times that you might have a question and you may not know what to do and it's hard to find the right resource. But, you know, mentors, of course, may be busy, but they are always there there for you. And I'm so grateful for all the times that Rick has been there for me. So, you know, I'm sure that with a bit of time, you can always find a helpful answer. So that would be my advice.
That's great. Thank you so much. Rick, how about you? What advice would you give to William & Mary students today about mentorships and the importance of them in their education and throughout their careers?
No, I think we heard two great points, right? One from Alexis in terms of being open-minded. I think that's really critical. And I think Julie had another excellent observation in terms of seeking out mentors who have your best interest in mind, as well as just the benefit that William & Mary offers as a public institution, because you get students and individuals from all different backgrounds. Here I am, a government major who's been actively involved with the Boley Center, Dog Street to Wall Street program, and you know the Mason School of Business. So you certainly have to be open. But I kind of look at in terms of maximizing, you know, mentorship in four buckets. One is really being from a mentor perspective. That is, one, be eager to help. The more eager you are to help, I think the more comfortable the mentee becomes. And that allows for just really more open and honest conversation. I think secondly, don't expect perfection, right, Alexis? I think we had one or two hiccups with Zoom calls at first, and you know, totally could have shut down and thrown off. But maybe you know, the pandemic's probably all taught us a little bit more patience with technology. But if you expect perfection, you'll end up judging yourself or the mentee, and that really benefits neither of you. Third, think of it as an opportunity to become a learning machine. You know, learning is really a two-way street, right? You have the Mentor Match program enables you to learn what's important to students, what's important to the future talent, future leaders. So I think it affords the mentor an opportunity to learn as well. And then lastly, it's execution. And there's nobody better here than Julie, as I mentioned earlier, in terms of execution. But as a mentor, you have to hold yourself accountable to any action items or follow-up items that come out of these conversations. And I think Alexis did a great job too, right? So you're going out putting your own name and your brand on the line with some of your contacts, some of your mentors in your respective industries. So when the mentee is representative of what you think the company's looking for, when they're responsive, they're engaged, not only does it benefit them, but it also benefits you because it adds to your credibility.
Yeah, that's terrific. Thank you so much. This has been really helpful for me, for my part, selfishly, and I'm sure it's going to be for all the students who will listen to this podcast in the future. I think, you know, mentorship to me is to create this safe place, right? Julie, you, Professor Agnew, you mentioned it. You know, someone who you can confide in and also receive constructive feedback. And I think, you know, that's been alluded to as well on this podcast is it's an opportunity to not only have introductions be made and to be coached as to a particular area of an industry, but it's also to receive constructive feedback on what you can do to improve yourself, again, within a safe space where, like you mentioned, Professor Agnew, they have your best interests at heart. We're thrilled about the program, Professor Agnew, that you've helped launch. And we're so thankful, Alexis and Rick, for your involvement in that and holding it up on a pedestal so others can see the successfulness of it. At the end of this podcast, we will inform all of our listeners how they can participate going forward in this particular program through the Boley Center. But for now, thank you, everybody, for your participation today. It's been incredibly helpful.
Careers in Finance, presented by the Boley Center for Excellence in Finance, is a production of Raymond A. Mason School of Business at William & Mary. Executive producer is Jeffrey Rich in association with Magenta Text Productions. Find out more about the Boley Center by visiting boleycenter.mason.wm.edu. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts.